Track 5. If only Owen and Hawkins had known about T-Rex.
We will place this pterodactylus with outstretched wings upon an outcrop of chalk, as you say, Professor Owen, the very rock that the fossils were found in.
Pterodactylus. Its name derives from the ancient Greek pteron, meaning wing, and dactylos, meaning finger. Yes, this model is well posed, Hawkins.
And in front, the mighty iguanodon. I have placed it amongst the vegetation of its era, the cycad, or tree fern. Oh, it's a shame we can't grow the modern-day cycad in our climate, but these concrete replicas, I flatter myself, with their crown of iron leaves, would even deceive the iguanodon.
The mighty iguanodon you have placed here would completely flatten any living cycad.
Yes, it would, yes. Some of these models contain 30 tons of clay. We cannot transport them, but must build them on site.
Hawkins and Owen were nothing if not ambitious. They were determined that each group of creatures would be life-sized and as accurate as they could make them, and that each group would be placed either on or surrounded by the very rock type within which their fossilized remains were found. Once again, from our vantage point in the 21st century, we can now look back and see that Owen was wrong about the iguanodon. The horn on the nose, which he placed rather like a rhinoceros horn, is now thought to have been a large claw. Owen also placed the beast on all four legs, but more modern discoveries of fossil footprints show that these creatures could walk on two legs as well as four. Upright, these huge herbivores would have been about the same size as Tyrannosaurus rex. If only Owen and Hawkins had known about T-Rex, they certainly would have included it. However, the first sign of that mighty creature, a fossilized toe, was not to be discovered for another 20 years. And it wouldn't be until the 21st century that a dinosaur would be named after Charles Darwin. A new type of flying reptile, which provided the missing evolutionary link between primitive reptiles and pterodactyls, was found in China in 2009. Darwinopterus lived more than 160 million years ago and was a hawk-like reptile with a head and neck like a pterodactyl.
Continue along the path. Turn left by the Geological Strata and Prehistoric Time Trail panel and listen to track 6 on the bridge.